Welcome to Shomach Shom on the Daf Shir sponsor, Lui Nishma Sam Yaakov Shom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding a Ksuvis Daf Ayin Dalet. The Gemara Amud Bey says that there's a difference between a Chacham who's Oiker, uproots a Neder, and a doctor who heals a wound, who heals a mum, a blemish. And the Gemara explains, Ma bin Chacham le'roife, what's the difference between a Chacham and a Roife? Chacham Oiker sa Neder Mikara. The Chacham uproots the Neder retroactively from the beginning as if it was never here. But a doctor heals only going forward, and that's the difference. Why, if a woman goes to a chacham to take away a neder, that works, and that is mekayim the tenai of the husband, but not so when she goes to a doctor. Now, this difference between a chacham and a roife, and something which is nekar miikaro retroactively or only going forward, and many of the svarim they bring that this is the chiluk in tshuva. Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chaver in his Sefer Siach Yitzchak is drushes. He goes ahead to explain that this is the chiluk between tshuva me'avo and tshuva me'hiro. When a person does tshuva me'avo, meaning he does tshuva because he loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that means that he completely regrets what he did. He completely wants to uproot the entire deed that he was able to affect in the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes, the Gemara in Yuma tells us, and the avoinois becomes chuyos. All the bad that he does turns to be good, meaning that everything is retroactively uprooted. Anything that was done before is not really there. And you can add to here with the Baal HaTanya and his Likutei Torah and Rosh Hashanah says that when a person regrets so much, it bothers him so much what he did. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the world, the concept of tshuva, that means that we look back and we say, oh, why did you get so close to Hashem? What pushed you to be so elevated, so connected, so yearning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The fact that you did an aveira, that pushed you over the edge to come and say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please bring me back. So the aveira turned to be a mitzvah. The aveira is the one who got you closer to Hashem. Says the Yitzchak Isaac Chaver, that's only tshuva me'avo. But tshuva me'iro means a person looks around and he says, I'm afraid to get a punishment, or I'm afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It bothers me that I did something wrong because who knows what's going to happen. That tshuva me'iro, as the Gemara says in Yuma, doesn't turn to be schusim. It just turns to be from a zodoin to a shgaga, from a deed that's done purposely, intentionally, to a deed that was done by mistake. And lo, is not so severe, but it's still something bad. It doesn't take away retroactively. Says of Yitzchak Isaac Chaver, the difference between a chacham and a roife that the Gemara mentions over here is the difference between tshuva me'ava and tshuva me'ira. Tshuva me'ava is like the chacham oiker neder mi'ikarei. It was never there. Tshuva me'ira is only mikam v'labo. And the Ma'arit of Yosef Tirani in his drashas of Parash Kisiso, he goes on to add that that's what it says in the pasuk. Erpa meshuvosom, which means I'll heal their wrongdoing. It says if proper lashon hakodesh should have said erpa mi meshuvosom, I will fix what they did wrong, bring them back for what they did wrong. What's erpa meshuvosom? Coming to tell me exactly what Agmar says. Don't think that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechaper you, he's like a regular doctor who only fixes mikam v'labo. He completely takes away the maise. Erpa meshuvosom. The actual bad deed goes away. Not only you become healed like a regular doctor, but it's a special inyan of erpa meshuvosom. And the Tiferes Shloimo brings Chazal and Sefer HaZoyer, Zoyer Chodosh, that says that there's a difference between refuah that comes by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a refuah that comes by Adam, by a regular doctor. Refuah by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it never comes back. Refuah by Adam, a person can get sick again. So says the Tiferes Shloimo, that's also the Gemara over here. What heals a person? And that could be for tshuva, physical healing, any healing that we have. What heals a person? What heals a person, is it a roife? Is it someone here in the world? Then it's roife, it's only mikam l'abo. But if a chacham is coming and doing it, he's doing it in a shemaim, he's doing al-yadei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that goes retroactively from the beginning. Always the higher thing comes to be metaken something mi'ikara, to do it retroactively. And one can add to this, and l'chur it's dover pashut. We start Yom Kippurim, and we start with the tefillah of Kol Nidrei. And we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the nedarim should be nekar. The Sfarim already speak about, this is talking about all the blemishes that we have, and so to speak HaKadosh Baruch Hu has because of us, that he cannot bring the geula. The Zohar, which is printed in the Machzorim, and before Kol Nidre, speak about the Indian that we face HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, please take away all the me'akvim that we have in the world. Efshar, that's the reason we call it a neder. We don't call it a machlo. We don't just say we want refuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, we're coming here to Yom Kippurim. We want to come and fix what we did, not only fix it mikam alabo. We want to do a full cleanse. We want to be clean mi'ikaro. We want to be chacham oiker neder mi'ikaro. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shavah email list, what's to go, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.